Chapter 1. April. I love spring for all the obvious reasons. I love the flowers blooming, which happens early here in Louisiana. I love the birds twittering. I love the squirrels scampering across my yard. I love the sound of werewolves howling in the distance. No, just kidding. But the late lamented Trey Dawson had once told me that spring is the favorite season of werewolves. There's more prey, so the hunt is over quickly, leaving more time to eat and play. Since I'd been thinking about wares, it wasn't such a surprise to hear from one. On that sunny morning in the middle of April, I was sitting on my front porch with my second cup of coffee and a magazine, still wearing my sleep pants and my Superwoman t-shirt, when the Shreveport pack leader called me on my cell phone. "Huh," I said when I recognized the number. I flipped the phone open. "Hello?" I said cautiously.
"Sookie,"
said Alcide Hervaux. I hadn't seen Alcide in months. Alcide had ascended to the position of pack leader the year before in a single evening of mayhem.
"How are you?"
"Right as rain," I said, nearly meaning it. "Happy as a clam, fit as a fiddle." I watched a rabbit hop across the clover and grass 20 feet away. Spring.
"You're still dating Eric? He the reason for the good mood?"
Everyone wanted to know. "I'm still dating Eric. That sure helps keep me happy." Actually, as Eric kept telling me, dating was a misleading term. Though I didn't think of myself as married since I'd simply handed him a ceremonial knife, Eric had used my ignorance as part of his master strategy, the vampires did. A vampire-human marriage isn't exactly like a love, honor, and obey human pairing, but Eric had expected the marriage would earn me some perks in the vampire world. Since then, things had gone pretty well, vampire-wise. Aside from the huge glitch of Victor not letting Eric come to my aid when I was dying, that is. Victor, who really needed to die. I turned my thoughts away from this dark direction with the determination of long practice. See? That was better. Now I was hopping out of bed every day with, almost, my old vigor. I'd even gone to church the past Sunday. Positive. "What's happening, Alcide?" I asked.
"I got a favor to ask,"
Alcide said, not entirely to my surprise. "What can I do for you?"
"Can we use your land for our full moon run tomorrow night?"
I made myself pause to think about his request rather than automatically saying yes. I'm learning through experience. I had the open land the wares needed. That wasn't the issue. I still owned 20-odd acres around my house, though my grandmother had sold off most of the original farm when she was faced with the financial burden of raising my brother and me. Though Sweet Home Cemetery took a chunk out of the land between my place and Bill's, there'd be enough room, especially if Bill didn't mind allowing access to his land as well. I remembered the pack had been here once before. I turned the idea around to look at it from all angles. I couldn't see any obvious downside. "You're welcome to come," I said. "I think you should check with Bill Compton, too." Bill hadn't responded to any of my little gestures of concern. Vampires and werewolves are not inclined to be buddies, but Alcide is a practical man.
"I'll call Bill tonight, then," he said. "You got his number?"
I gave it to him. "Why are you all not going to your place, Alcide?" I asked, out of sheer curiosity. He told me in casual conversation that the Longtooth Pack celebrated the full moon at the Hervaux farm south of Shreveport. Most of the Hervaux land was left in timber for the pack hunts.
"Ham called today to tell me there's a small party of oneies camping by the stream."
Oneies, the one-natured, is what the two-natured wares call regular humans. I knew Hamilton Bond by sight. His farm was adjacent to the Hervaux place, and Ham farmed a few acres for Alcide. The Bond family had belonged to the Longtooth Pack as long as the Hervaux's. "Did they have you permission to camp there?" I asked.
"They told Ham my dad always gave them permission to fish there in the spring, so they didn't think to ask me. It might be true. I don't remember them, though."
"Even if they're telling the truth, that's pretty rude. They should have called you," I said. "They should have asked you if it was convenient for you. You want me to talk to them? I can find..."